Why is Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol? So the Chiddush HaRim offers a powerful explanation. He says, when Shabbos HaGadol comes around, it's usually a few days before Pesach, and at that point, we had already cleaned our dining room for Yontif, so we eat at the kitchen table. We had our suits pressed and cleaned for Pesach, so we wear an old Shabbos suit. We don't eat the big Heimische sourdough challah we are accustomed to, because it might sprinkle crumbs all over the house, so we eat a soft roll from the back. So in essence, Shabbos puts its honor and pride aside and moves to the back burner, so to speak, to welcome the impending guest, the Yontif of Pesach. Says the Chiddush HaRim, anyone who is willing to give up on themselves and agrees to relinquish and forsake their honor for the sake of others is called a gadol. Hence, Shabbos HaGadol. We find a similar concept in the Gemara Masechtas Makkos. Rava said, how foolish are some people. They stand up before a Sefer Torah that passes before them, but they do not stand up before a Talmud Chacham. The Ilu B'Sefer Torah K'siv Arbaim. In the Sefer Torah, it is written, if somebody transgresses a mitzvah, they shall receive 40 lashes. And the Chachamim came along and subtracted one makkah, establishing the number of 39 makkahs. And the question is, why from all of the enactments that our Chachamim instituted, it is specifically here that the Gemara coins them with the title of Gavra Rabbah? And the answer is very profound. If someone can reduce his friend's pain and suffering by even just one blow, he's worthy to be designated with the title of Gavra Rabbah. And since the Chachamim in this case reduced the amount of lashes from 40 to 39, they are coronated with the title of Gavra Rabbah. What a lesson. If you take the time and effort to take even a small burden off your fellow Jew, alleviate just some of their agony, some of their heartache, Chazal considers you a Gavra Rabbah, a great person. Even if you can't relieve them from all of their troubles, maybe you cannot find them a job, or help their daughter find a shidduch, or heal them from their illness, or give her a baby, but you can still pick up the phone and give them some encouragement. Offer them some words of chizik. Show them that you care. Offer to say some tehillim on their behalf. If you do that, you are considered a Gavra Rabbah. And speaking of a Gavra Rabbah, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. There was a boy who went to study in Yeshivas Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. The boy developed a very close relationship with Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Ruderman Zatzal. He even had a Chavrusa Shaf with the Rosh Yeshiva. When the boy was in his late 20s, he became engaged. As soon as he found out the wedding date, he invited his Rosh Yeshiva to the wedding, and he was mechavadim to be the Masada Kedushin. The Rosh Yeshiva checks his calendar, and he tells his Talmud, sorry, I have to travel that day with my Rebbetzin to Chicago. I will not be able to attend the wedding, but I'll be there in heart. As you can imagine, the boy was devastated. He told his father the sad news. His father, living in the Lower East Side, went to visit Rav Moshe Feinstein. He told Rav Moshe, my son is a Talmud of Rav Ruderman, but since he can't attend the wedding, I want to invite you to the wedding, and I want to honor you to be the Masada Kedushin. A few weeks before the Chasana, the boy went into his Rosh Yeshiva to receive a bracha for his wedding. And as he was about to leave the Rosh Yeshiva's house, the Rosh Yeshiva asks him, so what date is the Chasana? And the boy reminded his Rebbe of the date. And Rosh Yeshiva looks on his calendar, and he says, by the way, the trip to Chicago is cancelled. I look forward to attending your Chasana. The boy traveled home and shared the exciting news with his father. But his father wasn't so excited. He told his son, I had in the meantime invited Rav Moshe to do the honors. And the boy was very upset with his father for acting without him. The father and son didn't know what to do. Finally, the father said, let's go speak to Rav Moshe. They knocked on his door. Rav Moshe opens up the door. He gives one look at the father and son, and before they even open their mouths, Rav Moshe tells them, I'm fine. It's fine. I'm coming as a guest. Please honor Rav Ruderman to be the Masada Kedushin. And the father and son were shocked. How did Rav Moshe know? And at the same time, they were very relieved. The wedding day arrived. Rav Ruderman is sitting at the head of the table next to the chasen, getting ready for the chuppah. And suddenly, Rav Moshe walks in. And without thinking twice, Rav Ruderman turns to the chasen and to his father, and he tells them, Rav Moshe is the god Ladar. He will be the Masada Kedushin. But Rav Moshe would not hear of it. He was adamant that Rav Ruderman do the honors. But Rav Ruderman was just as adamant that the god Ladar, Rav Moshe, should officiate. The hall was electric. Everyone standing in awe, watching these two humble giants arguing that the other officiates. Finally, Rav Ruderman calls out, Rav Moshe is older and therefore he will be the Masada Kedushin. Rav Moshe replies, if I'm older, then the Rosh Yeshiva has to listen to me. And the Rosh Yeshiva will be the Masada Kedushin. And Rav Ruderman was the Masada condition at the command of Rav Moshe. This is the definition of a Garba Rabba. Anyone that can step away from the spotlight and let someone else shine is considered a Gadol. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.